Welcome back to the FYI I Am Damaged podcast as we kick off season 3. I'm grateful for your continued support and for joining me on this journey. The month of March marks the beginning of what I consider my premier month, leading us through to the fall. While season 2 had some wonderful guests lined up, life circumstances often lead us down unexpected paths. For this upcoming season, I'm excited to have the support of those who are eager to join me in season 2, as well as new faces with their own unique experiences and wisdom to share. I'm fully committed to this season, and that means no slacking. Accountability is key to keeping my passion alive. This intro is a reminder that we can't always be strong alone. Life challenges may weaken our support structures, but by shedding light on our struggles and on the darkness, we can preserve and recover. Thank you for investing your time with me. My hope is to illuminate the darkness that may be dimming your light so you can continue to shine brightly as you've always have and inspire others to do the same for their future. Thank you very much and blessings to you all. This is Oscar Luna, host and creator of FYI I'm Damaged. Love you all. Bye.
And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today, but we'll find a way. I found my way back to season 3. Welcome everybody. This is Oscar, FYI, I am Damaged. And just a little intro. And I'm sitting here in my driveway at around 11:50 in the morning. Why? It's a Tuesday. Well, just resigned from my job. It was either that or it just wasn't going to go the right way. It wasn't that it was too much. It just wasn't the right place, wasn't the right time. Dealing with my current life season is for the best. Too stressed, too overworked, wasn't dealing with the right people. It's not on them, they're in the same position. You see the weight in their eyes. You see the weight in their eyes. And then I started holding those same weights in my eyes. Then it's in my head, then it's in my heart, then it's in my soul. And it's fucking painful because it's self-abuse. Leave yourself in a position where you're consistently being professionally abused. Best of you doesn't come out. It doesn't. You want it to. If you're in a job, then you want the best of you to come out, but only thing that's being pointed out is what's the worst in you, or what's lacking in you, or what is not expected of you. It fucks with you. And don't get me wrong, I'm not putting this, I had my issues, I wasn't ready for that position, apparently. I tried to be, but the way people see things, and just the waves that you're against, the lack of resources, lack of personnel, all this type of things. And everybody says, well, could have did something about it or whatever, you know, anything that could twist it to a point where you're not delegating blame. It's just, you tell a motherfucker, put yourself in my shoes. And I wasn't ready to destroy myself to put myself in a better position for that position. I couldn't. I came from another position that was fucking with me to another position that was making me carrying a ball of stress around. And no, I wasn't the best person for that position. Not for the work, what it's for, nothing. The salary, nothing. It wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth my sanity. It wasn't worth the stress on my family. It wasn't worth it. If you're in that position, it is not worth it. No matter what benefits you get from it, who you work with, you carry that shit home and you give that shit to the ones you love. It's not a gift. You're not giving them a gift. You're giving them the opposite of hope and joy and outlook. Coming home, what I carried with me from there, with the people I interacted with how they saw life with how they managed themselves and managed each other and managed other people, it was impossible. It was impossible. When you want to interact with someone, whether it's on a personal or professional level, and you want to learn from them, and that's my spirit. Everybody who I come across, I want to learn from you. Or I want to learn enough from you to know that, you know what? My season with you is brief. Because if not, that's going to be a season of despair. I can't. And that's what this was turning into. And my little mini seasons with the people who I worked with was turning into the same thing. You see the personal and working traumas in their eyes that they just dealt with it. Did nothing about it. Were given the opportunities to address it. Were given the opportunities to say, let's make it better. And did not move an inch towards making it better. Because they stood there thinking, this the same old shit. Nothing's gonna change. How can it change if you're not gonna be change? Be change for yourself, for the one you love, for your children, for family members who are silently dragging themselves through life. And they're either waiting for something to run them over or just waiting for the right opportunity to say goodbye to everybody. But we're better than that. If we're stronger than those around us and we see that in others, then we love them. Be there for them. You'll know if they're worth it. And if they're worth it, then it's worth doing something about it. I love you all. I'll be all right. Trust me, your weight feels lifted. Had a wonderful conversation with my wife. Wonderful conversation. Through the tears, through the self-doubt, she reminded me, because I was worth it to her, she reminded me that, you know what? It's not you. It's not you. You're strong where it counts. Your strength shows where it counts. And those that see it, see it. And if they don't, fuck them. Everybody doesn't have to see your strengths. But if they test you, let them fucking feel it. I love you, everybody. Take care. I'm working on the third season. And shout out to Forgive to Live. You'll hear more about that later. I'd be more of a mess if it wasn't for that. Love you all. Love you, my brothers. Kevin, Willie Benz, Big Love, Warrior Sparrow. It's Free Earth. FYI, I am Damage. Adelante, siempre, por tu mente. Forward. Always, for your mind. Blessings.